USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Pope Francis has been discharged from the Rome hospital where he had abdominal surgery 9 days earlier to repair a hernia and remove painful scarring. 86-year-old Francis left in a wheelchair, smiling and waving and saying thanks to a crowd of well-wishers. He then stood up and got into a small Vatican car waiting for him. The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified documents has been indicted by a federal grand jury. Jack Teixeira faces 6 counts of willful retention and transmission of classified information related to national defense. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Teixeira was entrusted by the United States government with access to sensitive information that could cause grave damage if shared. At least 3 people are dead and dozens are injured after a tornado touched down in the Texas panhandle city of Perryton. The town of over 8,000 was without power last night as the twister left widespread damage. Officials say more than 75 people were injured. The Perryton Fire Chief, Paul Dutcher.
We've got one trailer on fire. We've got multiple trailers destroyed.
2 people are injured after a shooting near the Denver Nuggets championship parade for the NBA team.
Denver Police Chief Ron Thomas held a press conference with some details.
I understand that there were people that were leaving from the downtown area when this incident occurred, and we had a black male firing a weapon, striking 2 individuals. We believe that this was a targeted incident.
A crowd of hundreds of thousands gathered in Denver to celebrate the franchise's first NBA title. 10 people were injured in a shooting near Ball Arena. I'm Dave Collins.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Several U.S. federal government agencies are scrambling from a global cyber attack.
The hack attack compromised the widely used MOVEit software on Thursday. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency was working on it. A certain Russian-speaking ransomware group has done this in the past, but it's not yet clear if they're behind this breach. This adds to a growing number of victims of a hacking campaign that started 2 weeks ago, hitting major American universities and state governments. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Virgin Galactic plans to launch its first commercial space tourism flight late this month. Billionaire Richard Branson's company said yesterday the flight is targeting a launch window that opens June 27th and runs through June 30th. A second commercial flight is planned for early August, followed by flights every month after that. More senators want to know more about the proposed merger of 2 pro-golf organizations.
First, it was the Senate Investigations Committee. Now the Senate Finance Committee is opening what's called a wide-ranging investigation into the finances surrounding the PGA Tour's deal with the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund, the principal owner of the LIV Golf Tour. Committee Chair Ron Wyden of Oregon says the deal raises questions about whether the PGA Tour can continue to enjoy tax-exempt status after tying itself to the authoritarian Saudi regime. Wyden has also called on the Justice Department's Antitrust Division to scrutinize the deal. I'm Richard Johnson.
Lance Pry, USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield,